Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a Nation's Restaurant News podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Friday, August 19th, and here are your top stories. First, Wendy's offers a digital-focused next-gen design standard. The first prototype is planned for New Albany, Ohio in spring 2023. Second, agency finds Wingstop Group owned by rapper Rick Ross's family. Five Boss Wings Mississippi restaurants to pay $114,000 over back wages and other labor law violations, department says. Third, Taco Bell is testing out a new plant-based protein. This proprietary protein made from a soy and pea blend is separate from the Beyond Meat partnership with Yum Brands. Fourth, here's why increasing wages might not be enough to lower staff turnover rates. In the latest episode of the Create Live Learning series, Savory Fun's Andrew K. Smith and four restaurant operators chatted with Informa about the key to improving retention rates. And finally, Tech Tracker. Kitchen United CEO gives details on massive cross-industry fundraising, plus earnings results from Toast, Olo, and other tech companies. Now let's dive deeper into one of these stories. Next-gen designs aren't new. They've been popping up for years, but in a pandemic-fueled world, they've been popping up more and more. Think about the Taco Bell Defy drive-thru that shocked the world with its innovation. Well, now Wendy's is getting in on the game with its latest innovative drive-thru design just released on Wednesday. The new prototype is designed for digital-savvy customers, according to the company, and will have a host of new features including a galley kitchen, mobile parking and shelving, and new technology. Here's managing editor Leanne Zinsmeister with more on the story.
So Wendy's just announced its next, what it's describing as a digital-focused next-gen design. A lot of this is things that we've seen from other restaurant chains. There's going to be a dedicated pickup window just for delivery drivers, parking and specific shelves for mobile pickup, things like that that we've seen across the industry. Something a little more interesting and unique, or at least that I haven't seen before in the new Wendy's design, is some of the back of house changes that they are making in this new unit. They're going to have a galley kitchen, which they're saying will increase the efficiency of the crew. It will make it easier for people to swap out into different places. I don't know exactly how Wendy's workflow is, but it will make it easier for them to tap in and out. They say it'll make things more efficient at point of sale. There will also be some new technology to benefit the back of house and the crew. Everything in the building is designed to be more sustainable, more energy efficient. So different lighting than the other restaurants, different HVAC units, which should lower energy usage and also cost. For the restaurant, and bonus is great for the planet, I'm guessing. Lots of exciting things on the front end. I mean, we know these off-premises focuses work because we've seen them kind of industry-wide, but also some interesting things happening in the back of the house, which will be fun to see unfold.
We did a gallery in June on NRN.com of all the prototypes introduced just during the month, including the new Panera To Go, Taco Bell's Defy opening, the new Tim Hortons drive-thru, and more. Most of them are drive-thru designs, and all but one were limited service restaurants. How does this prototype fit in amongst the rest?
We're seeing so many chains, especially limited service chains, focus more on off-premises in their design. We know this is a trend from the pandemic that is sticking around, and so companies are really leaning into it. Burger King has a new prototype with some of these features, specific parking areas for picking up orders. Taco Bell, of course, has its four-lane Defy drive-through focused on off-premises orders. Panera has a new unit that's entirely digital in Chicago, or entirely off-premises. So things like that are things we're seeing industry-wide. I don't think it's surprising to see Wendy's joined in that trend at all.
So what are some of the takeaways from these new prototypes?
Again, just a huge focus on off-premises business. I think any QSR chains that haven't started rolling out these sorts of changes are going to be doing so throughout the rest of the year. A lot of chains are adding specific lanes for picking up mobile orders, for example, Chick-fil-A, is testing that out in certain locations. Having specific parking areas for mobile pickup is a big trend that I think we're going to see continue. But on the flip side, I would love to see more of some of these other changes Wendy's is making, especially on the energy efficiency side. I would love to see those become more common industry-wide.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of First Bite. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new episode. Until then, stay up to date with your news on NRN.com.